Thank you very much for joining us and learning today's Daf Kuf Dalet here in Masechet Pesachim, dealing really with the topic of the Bracha of Havdalah and the details of Havdalah. And may our learning this morning be a merit. Ili Nishmas, Sarabah Shlomo Tzvi Halevi, whose yard site is today. We were dealing with a story that the Gemara had related, where Rav Yaakov Bar Abba had been a guest and spent a Shabbos at the home of Rava. So let's start there. Havdalah topic, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. I guess about 2/3 of the way down, or maybe 60% of the way down, the middle of the Amud. Kimatal Avduli, when Rava got up to Havdalah, Kam Shame, his attendant got up, Adlik Avuka Mishraga, and he lit a whole torch from the candle. So apparently at the table there were candles. They were eating Shalashudis, there were candles at the table. They finished Shalashudis, they benched. It was getting dark, it was time for Havdalah. So the attendant of Rava, the Shamis, the Gabai, he went and he took a torch. A torch is wax that has multiple wicks in it. So you get a lot of different flames. When we make the bracha of Havdalah about fire, it's thanking Hashem for Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. Thanking Hashem for creating the multiple illuminators of fire. Multiple sources of light. That's why it's better to use a torch. It's better to use a torch. There are multiple lights. If you use a candle in there, it's only one light. It would be Ma'or Ha'esh. Ma'or Ha'esh sounds like multiple illuminations. So, Kimatul Avduli with the God of Tavdala. Kam Shameh, the attendant got up. Ba'adlik Avuka Mishraga. He lit a torch from that single flame. Amar Leh, Sir Yaakov Bar Abba said to Rava, why do you need so much? Haman chashraga, but you have a candle placed here on the table. That's good. Amalei, so he said, Shama midaita denafshika. The attendant is doing something on his own. He's choosing to do it on his own. It's his own choice. That's his own choice. He didn't have to light the torch. It was his own choice. Amalei, so he said to him, Ilo shmiyale mine demar. I don't accept that. Had the attendant not heard it from the master, Rava, lo avav, he wouldn't have done it. So tell me, I want to know, why are you insisting on lighting a torch? Amalei, so Rava said back with a question. Lo savel amar, does the master not hold that avuka l'avdala mitzvah min amivchar? Don't you also hold that a torch for Havdalah is the ideal way to do the mitzvah? Ideally, you want to do the mitzvah with multiple lights in the flame. You want to be using a torch. Okay, so that was explaining why he had the torch. Pasach, then Rava began the Havdalah, and he said like this, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, blessed be God, King of the world, HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, who distinguishes between the holy and the not holy, Bein Or L'Choshech, between the light and the dark, Bein Yisrael La'amim, between the nations and the Jews, Bein Yom HaShvi'i, between the seventh day, the Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh, and the 6 days of work. So he mentioned multiple distinctions. Mavdil, one, Bein Kodesh L'Chol, two, Bein Or L'Choshech, three, Bein Yisrael La'amim, and four, Bein Yom HaShvi'i, the Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh. Amar Leh, Sir Vachar Bar Yaakov said to him, Lam L'cha Kuli Hai, why do you have so many distinctions? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, didn't Rav Yehuda say the name of Rav? HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, we have the Lashash Rav Yehuda Anasi. Rav Yehuda Anasi used to only say one sentence. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Blessed be God, it distinguishes between the holy and the secular. Why do you have four? Amalei, so Rav answered, Anak HaSfirli, I hold like the following. Amar Belazah, Amar Boshaya. Rav Belazah says, Nimer Boshaya. Lo Yivchos Mishalosh. When you're making the distinctions of the Havdalah, you have to mention at least three. Lo Yosef, Lo Yivchos Mishalosh. Namosef, the one who's adding, Lo Yosef al Sheva, shouldn't add more than seven. So I believe that there's something significant about the number three and the number seven, as Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin explains. The number three is the number of the three Avos. That's where the big distinction between the Jewish people and the rest of the world comes from. We are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the number seven is the number of the days of the week. And every day of the week, we should be making a distinction between Kedusha, that which is holy, and Chol, and that which is not. So Rava said, that's why I didn't just say one. Amalez, Ravach Bar Yaakov responded, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba responds to Rava, Vamar, but the master, namely Rava, now starting today's daf, it's out of an olive, lo klos amar, you're not saying three, lo shev amar, you're not saying seven, you're saying four. You had four distinctions. So if there's something special about the number three, like the avos, there's something special about the number seven, like the 7 days of the week, why do you say four? Avalei said, Ibra in truth, ben yom ha-shvi l'shish l'mi ha-masam ein chasimahi, I'm really saying three distinctions. Baruch atah Hashem l'kenim melech ha-olam, ha-mav v'ben kodesh l'chol, makes a distinction between the holy and the secular, ben or l'choshech, between light and darkness, ben yom ha-shvi l'shish l'mi ha-masam, between the seventh day, ben Yisrael l'amin, between the Jews and the nations, and ben or l'choshech, between light and darkness, and those are the three distinctions. Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh is not its own Havdalah, it's not its own distinction. It's just the lead-in to the closing. Whenever you have a long bracha, so it begins with the Baruch and it ends with the Baruch, that closing should have Me'ena Chasima. The Baruch at the end, the closing of the paragraph-long blessing, should have a description of what the closing will be, and then the closing. So that point that to say Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh, between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week, namely between Shabbos and everything else, that's not its own distinction. It's just Me'ena Chasima. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said further the name of Shmuel. Hamavdil Tzarech Shiyomer Me'ena Chasima, Me'en Chasima, Samach L'Chasima. So that when you're saying Havdalah and you have all these multiple distinctions, you should say something which is a bit of the closing before the closing. So the closing is going to be Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol. That's what you say right before that. Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Yemei HaMa'aseh. Kodesh is Shabbos, Yom HaShvi is Shabbos, Shesh Yemei HaMa'aseh is Chol. That's the days of the week. Pumbedisai Army, the people, the rabbis in Pumbedisa, they had a different explanation. Really, you're saying three distinctions here. Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Yisrael La'amim, and Ben Or L'Chosha. Three distinctions. The reason why he says again, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh, is Me'en Psichasan Samach L'Chasimasan. Because at the very end of the paragraph, you should repeat what you began the paragraph with. So you began the paragraph with Ben Kodesh L'Chol, between Shabbos and weekdays. So you end with Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh. It's not a new distinction. It's a repeat of the original distinction. So two ideas of why Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh doesn't count as another distinction, either because it's just the taste of the closing that's going to come right afterwards, or because it's a repeat of the beginning, and a repeat of the beginning is not a new distinction, it's just the same distinction that we had at the beginning. The Gemara says, "My Benai, what would be the difference between these two explanations of why we say Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh?" The difference would be, in a case like this here, Yom Tov Shachalios Achar HaShabbos. You have Shabbos, and then you have Yom Tov on Motzoi Shabbos. If you have Yom Tov right after Shabbos, Techasminan Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, where the closing should be, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed you God, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. Right? That's the closing. The closing blessing is not Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, but Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, the distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if you're going to say that the last part of the distinction should be a repeat of the beginning, so at the beginning you say Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, the end also you'll say Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh. But if you say that the last part of the paragraph of distinction should be a taste of the closing, since the closing here is going to be Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, so then the last part should be not Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh. The last part should be Ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalta. Made a distinction between the holiness of Shabbos and the holiness of Yom Tov. So again, that's what the Gemara says here. My Benai, what's the difference between these two explanations about the role of Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh? According to one explanation, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shish Yemei HaMa'aseh is just a repeat of the beginning of Ben Kodesh L'Chol. The other idea is that Binyamin Shulish Shemiya Maase is a little bit of the closing. It's to give us the sense that we'll then finish off with Bin. Mam to be Kodesh Lechol. So you have to say Binyamin Shulish Shemiya Maase, because that'll be the Baruch. So the Baruch will be that theme. So right before the Baruch, you have to explain that. So Ikabe, now what's the difference between the two views would be Yom Tov Shechalios Achar Shabbos. When it's a year like this, where you have Yom Tov after Shabbos, the Chasmina, where the closing is going to be not Bin Mam to be Kodesh Lechol, but Mam to be Kodesh Lechodesh. If you hold that the closing has to be a repeat of the beginning, so lo boy le neymar, b'kedusha Shabbos k'dushas Yom Tov v'vdalta. You don't have to say b'kedusha Shabbos k'dushas Yom Tov. You'd still say b'yom hashvi'i sheish shemiyah ma'asa. However, man d'amar mein chasimasan samal chasimasan. But if you're going to say that the reason why we say on a regular matzah Shabbos b'yom hashvi'i sheish shemiyah ma'asa is because you want to have a bit of the ending before the ending. So now the ending is going to be Baruch Atah Hashem Mavdol Bin Kodesh L'Kodesh. So now you have to say Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Yom Tov Nivdalta. You made a distinction between the holiness of Shabbos and the holiness of Yom Tov, and then you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mavdol Bin Kodesh L'Kodesh. Okay, Gufu, we learned before Amar Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Hoshaya. Reb Elazar said in the name of Reb Hoshaya, Hapocheis Lo Yifchos Mishalosh. If you're going to have very few distinctions, you should have at least three. Mostly, if you're going to have more distinctions, oh Yosef al Sheva, you shouldn't have more than seven. They challenged this in the yeshiva from a brisa. We learned in a brisa. Omer Abdalos b'motzay Shabbosos b'motzay Yom Tovim b'motzay Yom Kippurim b'motzay Shabbos l'Yom Tov b'motzay Yom Tov l'chol shomoyd. You have to make Abdallah. Make the bracha of Havdalah and mention a whole series of distinctions when you're finishing Shabbos and going into Saturday night, into a weekday, when you're finishing Yom Tov and going into weekdays, when you're finishing Yom Kippur and going into weekdays, when you're finishing Shabbos and going from Shabbos into Yom Tov, or when you're finishing Yom Tov and going from Yom Tov into Chol HaMoed. Because in all of these transitions, you're going from a greater holiness, Shabbos to Sunday, Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed. So you have to make a bracha with Havdalah. Let's say Yom Tov is Friday. So you finish Yom Tov on Friday night. So you now went from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So you went from lesser holiness to greater holiness. Now you don't make Havdalah. You don't say God has distinguished. No, you're going into a greater holiness. Then you don't make Havdalah. Now, what's the nature of Havdalah? Haragil, somebody who's an expert in Chumash and in Tanakh, and an expert in Hebrew language, an expert in the distinctions that the Psukim specify, Omer Harbe, he'll say many Havdalos, like Mavdil Bin Kodesh L'Chol. See, he'll also say Mavdil Bin Kohanim L'Yisraelim. Hashem distinguishes between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. She'eino Ragil, someone who's not such an expert, Omer Achas. So he would only say one line. Like what we saw earlier, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaMavdil Bin Kodesh L'Chol. Finish. Blessed are you, God, makes a distinction between the holy and the weekday. That's against what we said, because we said you need to have, at the minimum, three. Here you see the minimum is one. Hence the Gemara, Tanaihi. It's actually a Machloket Tanaim, it's an argument of the Tanaim, how many distinctions should be made in the Havdalah. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Benan Shel Kedoshim Omer, the son of the Holy One says, Achas. Just make that one distinction. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaMavdil Bin Kodesh L'Chol. However, V'Nagu Am Lomar, the custom of the people is to say Shalosh, to say three. It's okay. So this price that says you could say one, that's like Benan Shel Kedoshim, but others disagree, and we follow the others. Maniu Benan Shel Kedoshim, who is this Tana who's called the son of the Holy Ones? Rabbi Menachem Reb Simai. So Rabbi Menachem, the son of Reb Simai. Amai Karle, Benan Shel Kedoshim. Why was he called the son of the Holy Ones? Answer the Gemara, Talo Istakel B'tzu Rasa D'Zuza. He wouldn't look at the shapes that are engraved on the coins. You know, in America, on the penny, they engrave a little etching of Abraham Lincoln. On the quarter, there's an engraving of George Washington. The nickel, Thomas Jefferson. The dime, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He wouldn't look at such things. He wouldn't look at any statues. he wouldn't have any connection to Avodah Zarah. He wouldn't even look at the shapes on the coins. You know, they had coins of Caesar in his day and Brutus. He wouldn't look at those coins. He wouldn't even look at the shapes. That's the son of the holy ones. That's such a holy person. Such a holy family. Not even looking. He's so holy, he won't even look at the shapes of the cultures and of the Avodah Zarah. And even on the coinage, he wouldn't even look at such a thing. That was what made him B'nan Shul Kedoshim. Anyway, he used to only make one distinction. Baruch, Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Na'avdu Min Kodesh Lecha. Makes a distinction between the holy and the not holy. But we don't pass them away. Shalach Lehu, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi. Rav Shmuel Bar Idi sent a message to the students in the yeshiva. Chananya Achi Omer, Chananya, my brother says, also you only make one distinction, Achas. You just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Na'avdu Min Kodesh Lecha. Bottom line of the Gemara is halacha is not like Hananiah, the brother of Rav Shmuel Bar Idi. Halacha is not like Menachem Rabbi Simai. Halacha is that we make three distinctions: in Kodesh Lachol, in Or Lachoshech, in Yisrael La'amin. What's that? Why is it an expression of greater holiness to make only one distinction instead of three? I think the idea is that the B'nan Shel Kedoshim, the son of the holy ones, he saw everything through just one distinction. There's Kedusha and there's Chol. So, you know, he's in the world of Kedusha and there's nothing else. So that's a very high level. You know, there's only one distinction in the world. There's only Kedusha and the lack of Kedusha. And those of us who aren't on such a high level, so, you know, we make many distinctions. But this looks alike, that looks like, no, this is divided this way, that's divided that way. So it's not the same Madrega as Rabbi Nachman, the son of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nachman, the son of Rabbi Simai. Okay, talking about the different Havdalos, the distinctions that we focus on in the Bracha of Havdalah. Amr Bishum Levi said, Hamavdil Tzarech Sheyomar Me'ein Havdalos Hamuros Batorah. So, when you say Havdalah, you say God makes the distinction between Kodesh and Chol, between Shabbos and the weekday. That's because we have a pasuk that says that there's a distinction, there's a Havdalah separating between Kodesh and Chol. So you have to say Havdalos like what you have in the Pesukim the Torah. Basically, I'll challenge you, we learned in a Braisa, the yeshiva students challenge from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Seder Havdalos. What's the order of the seven Havdalos? We said that was the maximum. What's the seven? How does it work? Omer, he says like this. Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lachol. Blessed you, God, who makes a distinction between the holy and the not holy. Ben Or Lachosha, between the light and the dark. Ben Yisrael La'amin, between the Jews and the nations. Ben Yomash, so Kodesh Lachol. Yisrael La'amin. Or Lachosha. Ben Yomash, V'ilashish Zimei Amasa. Between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week. Bein Tamei L'Tahor. Makes a Havdalah between Tamei and Tahor. Between impure and pure. Bein Hayam L'Charava. Makes a Havdalah between the ocean and the dry land. Bein Mayim Elyonim L'Mayim HaTachtonim. Makes a distinction between the waters above the heavens and the waters beneath the heavens. Bein Kohanim L'Levim B'Yisrael. A distinction between the Kohanim and the Levim B'Yisrael. And you end with Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed you God, so deliberations, who makes the order of creation. Because Hashem began creating the world on Sunday, so blessed you God, who makes the order of creation. Others, namely Rabbi Meir, say, you end off with Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Bereishis, blessed you Hashem, who forms creation. Because Rabbi Yudomer Chosem, you end off with Baruch Atah Hashem, Bekadosh Yisrael, blessed be Hashem, who sanctifies the Jewish people, because apparently the whole world was created for the sake of the Jewish people. The world was created for people who will observe Torah and Mitzvot. Now, in Isa, if you're going to tell me this is the rule, that you have to have distinctions, where there's a pasuk that says Havdalah about this distinction, the Torah doesn't use the word Mavdil, that Hashem made a distinction, he separated between the ocean and the dry land. So take out between the ocean and the dry land. Take that one out. If so, you're not going to have seven. because Ben Yom HaShvili Shitzimi HaMas Nami Mein Chasim Hu. So Batzir Chag, and then Lakos Shema. We know Ben Yom HaShvili Shitzimi HaMas is not one of the distinctions, as we said earlier today. That's just the beginning of the final closing. That's just the theme of the closing. So there are really only now six distinctions. We had eight. You took out Ben Yom HaCharava. Take out Ben Yom HaShvili Shitzimi HaMas. Now you're left with six. Ami, the answer in the yeshiva, the end, which is Ben Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, is actually two distinctions. One is Ben Levim, Yisraelim. Hashem was Mavdil, Hashem separated, He distinguished between the Levim and the Yisraelim. As soon as it says, basically at that time, Hibdil Hashem, Hashevet Levi, Hashem was Mavdil. So the pasuk uses the word Havdalah in regards to Shevet Levi. Ben Kohanim, Levim, and the distinction between Kohanim and Levim, as soon as it says, Bnei Amram, Aaron, and Moshe, Yibadal Aaron, Lakdisho, Kodesh Kadashim, the children of Aaron, the children of Amram were Aaron and Moshe, and Aaron was moved out, was separated, was made different, distinct, to be made holiest of holies. Okay, let's go back to the end of that Brisa. The Brisa had actually multiple Tanayim, how to end Havdalah, different views. One view was, the Tanakama was, you say the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Soder Bereshis, blessed be you God who organizes the creation. Rabbi Meir says, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Bereshis. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda was, Baruch Atah Hashem Kadosh Yisrael, blessed be Hashem who sanctifies the Jewish people. These are Tanayim. Now we have Amoraim discussing this question. How do you end Havdalah? What's the closing of Havdalah? Michta Mai Chasim, how do you end Havdalah? What do you close it with? Rav Amar, like the view of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Kadosh Yisrael, blessed you Hashem, who sanctifies the Jewish people. Because again, Havdalah is that God created the world, made some things one way, other things a different way. The whole creation is for the sake of the Jewish people. So you end off with Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kaddish Yisrael. Shmuel Amar, no. Shmuel says the ending is Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMavdil Mekodesh L'chol. Blessed you Hashem, who makes the distinction between Shabbos and the week, between the holy and that which isn't holy. Bayit Allah Abaye, Abaye used to curse, the Tamer Rav Yosef, some of it was Rav Yosef, the Rosh Hashiva used to curse, Hadarav, those who would act like Rav and say, Paskin, that you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael. Tanah Mishmed Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, was taught in a Brisa, the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, make peace, get both of them in there. Kol HaChosein, Mekadesh Yisrael, and Mavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, anyone who ends with both, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, who sanctifies the Jewish people, and Ma'avdil B'Kodesh L'chol, distinguishes between the holy and the weak, Ma'arichim lo yam avushnosa, they will extend for him his days and years. However, not like this view of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. The Gemara says in the Sechta Brachos, you should not close a bracha with two themes, and therefore, as the Rashbam says, less Hilchos HaKavasa than Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, delighty alei. So therefore, halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. We're not going to have two themes. We're only going to have one theme. We're not going to say both Mavdu ben Kodesh L'chol plus Mekadesh Yisrael. We're just going to say one thing, Mavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, because we saw that the Amoraim were upset with the Rav Psak. We used to curse people who followed the Rav Psak. Nobody's cursing Shmuel's Psak, so apparently that's the right Psak. The right Psak is the view of Shmuel. Racha is Baruch Atah Hashem, Mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Blessed be you Hashem, who distinguishes between the holy and the weak. All right, another story about Havdalah. Ula ukla pumpadisa. Ula once came to pumpadisa for Shabbos. The Rosh Hashiva pumpadisa was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yitzchak his son, Zil amti le kalkala de peri. Go bring to Ula a basket of fruit, and then you'll be able to be with Ula. You'll get to see how Ula makes Havdalah, and you can tell me how Ula makes Havdalah. The chazi hechi abdul, then you'll be able to see how Ula makes Havdalah. Lo azal, Rabbi Yitzchak was lazy. He didn't go. Instead, he sent Abaye, who was a young student there in the yeshiva in Pumpadisa. You should go in to the guest, Ula, and see how he makes Havdalah. Yes, Abaye, when Abaye came back, Amalei, Rabbi Yitzchak asked him, Hechi Amar, what did Ula do for Havdalah? What does he say? Amalei, Ula is like the Benan Shel Kedoshim. It's very simple. Baruch Hamadu and Kodesh L'chol. He just says one line. Baruch Hamadu and Kodesh L'chol. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. Amar Lehi said, Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, Amar V'sulo. He didn't say anything else. Sorry, Rav Yitzchak now went back to his father of Yehuda. Amalei Yehuda asked him, "Hey, he Amar." So, what was Ulas Abdullah like? Amalei said, "No, Azi, I didn't go myself. Now Shadritu Abaye, I sent Abaye. But Amalei and Abaye told me that what Ulas says is Baruch Hamavdu, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenem Melcholam, Hamavdu Mekodesh L'Chol." So Yehuda got upset. Why didn't you do what I told you to do? Amalei said to him, "Rav Rabbanusi Demar, the arrogance of the master, right, is all cynical. It's mocking him. You're such an important person, such a Talmud Chacham, you couldn't go yourself. So Rusei Demar, right, you're this big leader, this great leader, this master, my son. Gar Malay Lamard Lotema Shmaitzmi Pume, that caused the master that he's not going to be quoted. It's a tremendous chus to merit to become part of the Masorah. When people quote over a different Torah, they say, well, you know, Rav so-and-so said in the name of so-and-so. That's a schus. The Gemara says in Yevamos, "Kala omrim davar b'shem omro." If you get quoted in the Beis Medrash, even after you passed away, "Sifsosel davar b'shem bekever," in the grave, the lips will be moving. It's a tremendous schus to keep saying Torah, and you lost out because you were too arrogant to go to visit Ula. Says the Gemara, "Meisvei." They challenged Ula. The Bnei Yeshiva challenged what Ula did. We lived in a brisa. "Kala brachos kulon." Almost all brachos. "Paseach b'baruch." "Luchosim b'baruch." You begin with the Baruch and you end with the Baruch. That's most brachos, right? You start with like the Havdalah, right? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Amad Lekol Shalchol Menor 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 Or a priya eight, or a priya adama, shakal yibidvaro, just one baruch. Or bracha smuchal chavita, or a bracha that's right next to its friend. Or a bracha achmona shemakriyashma, the final bracha of shema, even though it's really right next to, it isn't right next to a friend, it's considered right next to a friend, because it's the shema is really considered a continuation of the themes of the birchos kriyat shema, and it's all one big theme, and so the original baruch works for all the other subsequent paragraphs. Some of these exceptions, some of them begin with the baruch and don't close with the baruch, like birchas hamitzvos. Yesh mehem, and there are other shachos mebaruch ve'inam poseach mebaruch. They end with the baruch, but they don't start with the baruch. And atov ha'meitiv, the final blessing after birchas hamazon, is poseach mebaruch. It begins with the baruch, but ain't chos mebaruch. It doesn't end with the baruch. It begins with the baruch, even though it's a brachas mechul chavrita, because it is its own blessing. It was made to remember the Haruge Beitar, that we were allowed to bury them. So it begins with a baruch and ends without a baruch. So Kashi Ula is a problem with Ula, because according to Ula, you just make a simple Abdullah. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdu Min Kodesh L'Chol. I thought most brachos are supposed to have two baruchs. This is not birchas mitzvah. This is not birchas. It's not a bracha, berachas hananin, a bracha on food. It's not a bracha smuchal chavrita. It should have two baruchs. That's what it says. Kala brachas kulon. All the brachos got two baruchs. So the Gemara says, no, Amel Cha'ululu will tell you, this is like a birchas hamitzvah. Hanami ki birchas hamitzvah dami. This has the status like a bracha before a mitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah my taima. Why is it that in a birchas hamitzvah you just have one baruch? Because Shumdodahi, you're just thanking Hashem. Thank Hashem for the mitzvah of tzitzis, the satipa tzitzis. You thank Hashem for the mitzvah of shofar, the shema kol shofar. So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you, God, you gave us a commandment, this mitzvah. You don't have to repeat another baruch. You express the theme and that's it. So Hanami, when it comes to Abdallah, that's also, you're just thanking Hashem for the distinction between Shabbos and the week. According to Ula, so you just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamavdu Min Kodesh L'Chol. Hodai, that's the thanks. You don't need to do anything more. And therefore, you don't need to have another baruch. Okay, Bezrat Hashem will continue on Daf Kuf Hei tomorrow on Shabbat.